Welcome students. Today we will be studying on customer service and the store processes. I am Professor Pranav Bhatia and we'll be studying what are the various store processes and what are the customer service and what store needs to follow. Understanding the customer expectations. So in today's highly competitive market, an organized growth hinges on ability to understand and meet the need of the customers effectively. So as we have seen that there's a highly competitive market available outside, and in the last 5 years, there is 115 new D2C, direct to consumer brands have come into existence. The retail is growing at a pace. It will be touching somewhere $43.2 billion by 2025. That's the estimated growth with regards to the retail industry. And there's a very, very highly competitive market outside. And to gain a customer is easy, but to retain a customer is very expensive nowadays. And in case if there's a customer gets a very bad experience, they will shift their business, they will take their business to the competitor. And that's why understanding customer expectation is very important. So in today's retail stores, complementing a customer expectation is paramount to success, and it shapes every aspect of retail experience. So understanding the customer need, fulfilling it, customer satisfaction is a past, customer delight is a past. So the customer is waiting for experience. They enter a store to have an experience, and if he or she doesn't get that experience, they will shift their loyalty and they'll move to your competitor. The evolution of technology and globalization has ushered a new era of consumerism where customer centricity reigns supreme. So with the advent of mobile penetration, with available of reasonable internet data, there is an evolution of technology, and there is a globalization. The products can be purchased over a mobile phone as well. So here the customer has become king, and to ensure that we have constant repeat customers, we need to ensure that the customer has a good relevant experience. So what we have seen is there is a transition from the nuclear family, from the traditional family or joint family to nuclear family. There's boom in the IT industry, husband, wife, both working, there's boom in telecom sector. So there's a residual, there is income which is available, and the consumer want to try the new products. So with the advent of disposable incomes, there is again good exposure in media because of social media. The customer wants to try new products. They want to try and they want to gain experience. So that has all fueled the growth of modern retail. Customers now seek not only value for money, but they want exceptional treatment and experience. When interacting with retailers, making customer satisfaction is crucial determinant of brand loyalty and success. So if a customer tries a product and that product fulfills the need and it gives them a better or a good experience, they will remain loyal to that brand, else they will shift and they will give business to your competitor. Important of parking management. So this, the point parking, the importance of parking management. Effective parking management is essential for ensuring positive customer experience and smooth operations, particularly for standalone retail stores and smaller complexes. So parking is a very important factor when a consumer decides to visit a store. The store person, if it's in a mall, then there is no issue of the marketing. But if it's a store is a standalone store or it's in a smaller complex, they need to make arrangements so that the customer takes the efforts of coming from the house, taking the car, reaching over there. And if the parking is not available, it will make him, you know, sad, and they will go back without buying anything. So there's a lot of time and efforts which are invested by the customers to buy a product. And hence, the store person needs to ensure that the parking system is available. The parking process begins with acknowledgement and issuance of parking slips by security guards who direct vehicles to vacant spaces. So with regards to the smaller complex or standalone stores, there is a guard available, and the guard guides the customer. They issue a slip and they guide towards a vacant place where they can park the vehicle, and then they can have a good shopping experience. Some malls offer free parking while others adjust parking fees against shopping expenses, enhancing convenience for the customers. Some malls offer free parking. So the best example could be a DMart who offers free parking. They don't charge anything. Others adjust parking fees. So there was a time where Hypercity used to adjust. So if you pay 100 rupees for parking, and if you shop something that was adjusted against the product purchase, that was not refunded, but it was deducted from the parking, from the purchase what they made. So there was an adjustment over there. And that is for enhancing the convenience for the, certain times these fees are charged for convenience purpose for the customers and the consumers. The guard oversee proper parking to prevent congestion and ensure security of vehicles, periodically checking locks and addressing any suspicious activities. So the guard needs to ensure that they create a safe environment for the customers. So they regularly check, they ensure that the cars are parked in a proper way which doesn't lead to congestion in the parking lot. And they also periodically check with regards to the locks and safety of the vehicle as well as the safety of the premises as well. They also keep an eye of any suspicious activities, so thereby giving a good option to the customers, a safe environment to the customers. Additionally, trolley left behind by customers are promptly removed to maintain parking efficiency and cleanliness. So the customers, normally the parking is in basement and the customers carry the trolleys. The guard quickly removes those trolleys, ensuring that there is no congestion and the cars can move quickly and easily. They also check, the guards ensure that there is cleanliness in overall basement or the parking area, and it's neat and clean, giving a superior quality experience to the consumer. Baggage and token counter protocol. So again, as I said, there is an SOP, standard operating procedures, which is issued by the head office. Even the baggage and token counter has a protocol. They also have checklist. This is normally, which comes under the store admin. So they also ensure that the baggage and token counter are manned adequately. There are security guards or staff who plays a crucial role, because that's the first touch point where the customer, when they enter, they interact with them. So the guard or the staff needs to smile. They need to greet the customer, take the bag, issue the token. And the whole experience should be nice and engaging. It should have a good experience. Customers are greeted courteously and guided to the deposit their bag, except for the essential like handbag, camera and laptop are secured with tags or locks. So the staff or the guard at the baggage counter will ask the customer in case if there's a valuable. So the laptops, the cameras and money purses, they are tagged, they are sealed with a tag. Remaining products which are non-valuable, which can be kept at the baggage counter, and the token is issued. Each deposited item receives a number token for easy retrieval during exit, promoting efficiency and customer convenience. So once the shopping is done, the customer hands over the token and the baggage is returned. So this is done to ensure that there is a customer convenience for the customers who come for shopping. The baggage and token counter manned by either store staff or security guards plays a crucial role, ensuring secure shopping environment. Customers are greeted, continuously deposit. The guard maintains professionalism and respect customers' privacy, refraining from touching their belonging and handling interactions tactfully. So the guards have been trained. They are not supposed to peep or have a look in the customer's bag, what they are. So they maintain the utmost professionalism. They have been trained in that. And they have been trained in the soft skill as well, where they are told to talk, they are told to interact properly with the customers, giving they need to be polite and they need to give proper respect to the customers. So that's what have been the soft skills training is given to the guards as well. In cases of misplaced tokens, guard assists customer in locating them, ensuring a seamless retrieval process without causing inconvenience. In case if the token is lost, the guard goes, they help the customers in searching the token, and once the token is received, availed, the retrieval of the process is done without causing any inconvenience. Customer entry protocol. So upon a customer entry, the guard warmly greets and assists with the trolley or basket allocation, ensuring positive first impression and shopping experience. So the guard at the entrance is trained in the soft skills, and they have been told or instructed to issue a basket or a trolley, because that's the first touch point when the customer walks in. So the store needs to ensure that the first touch point, the impression is good, which gives a good shopping experience. Footfall counting machines or electronic device monitor and record customer movement, providing valuable insights into marketing effectiveness and store performance. So normally a counter is issued to the security guard. Some machines have electronic counting, some stores have electronic counting footfall machines. So when a customer walks in, it automatically counts. So all this footfall counting software and machines give insights to the valuable insights to the store marketing person, and accordingly marketing strategy can be devised and it can be used to enhance the performance of the store. Staff members are strictly prohibited from using the customer entry for personal entry or exit, maintaining professionalism and security protocols. So the staff are not allowed to use customer entry or exit. There is a separate staff entrance where they are frisked. So all these SOPs are followed to maintain professionalism and to have a security protocol. So any staff cannot move out from the customer entry or exit gate without getting frisked. They are not allowed, first of all. So these are all the security protocols which are followed. If the store has a separate exit gate, security guard guides customer accordingly, facilitating smooth entry and exit process. Sometimes the store has a separate exit gate. So in case the customer shopping is done, the guard will escort or facilitate movement. They will show the way exit to the customer to ensure smooth entry and exit. At the exit gate, the security team checks the customer bags, stamps the bill with delivered or checkout done, and expresses gratitude, enhancing customer satisfaction and security measures. So certain stores follow protocol of checking the bills, and they cross-check the bills with the merchandise purchase. So once that process is followed, the guard checks the bill, they check the merchandise, they put a stamp which either says delivered or checkout done, so that the same bill cannot be used for a pilferage or shrinkage purpose. Similarly, once the stamp is done, they say thanks. The guard says thank you, or they say visit again, enhancing customer satisfaction, and there's a security measure which is carried out. So this is the normal checkout process. Certain stores don't even check the bags, or they don't even check the bill. They simply just say thank you and they visit again. They say thanks or visit again. That's the gratitude which is being followed, which has been taught to them, and ensure that the checkout is smooth and faster. Trolleys and basket management. So lot of hypermarket, supermarket and departmental stores have trolleys and baskets for customer convenience. So the trolleys and basket are essential for shopping. That helps to customers to bring a lot, carry a lot of products before the billing. They come in attractive size and design, and it definitely they are used for diverse needs. Regular cleaning and maintenance of trolley and basket ensure hygiene and functionality, contributing to positive shopping experience. The trolley and basket management normally comes under the purview of store admin, and the store admin person and the housekeeping team need to ensure that the trolleys are oiled, they are not making any noise. Periodic maintenance, cleaning of the trolley is done, and ensure their hygiene and it's functional. So this comes under the store admin key result areas. Placement of trolley and basket at the store entrance encourages impulse purchases and enhances conversion rates, especially during monthly buying cycle and festive periods. So it has been observed that when a customer is having a basket, or if they are using a trolley, they would have decided to buy two or three particular merchandise or products. But when they're carrying a basket or when they are using a trolley, they tend to purchase more products. Now there's a science, and that sign has been proved, and that is the human psychology. They see that the basket is empty, they keep on purchasing the products. So this helps in monthly, when the monthly buying cycle happens, trolley and basket increases the average bill value, they increases the average basket value as well. And hence the placement of trolley and baskets are done at the entrance, and the guard offers a trolley or basket to ensure that the number of products purchased are increased. So normally baskets and trolleys triggers customer to buy impulse product, and thereby increasing more sales for the stores. Proper signage, designated areas and internal lifts or escalation facilitate trolley management in multi-level stores, multi-floor stores, and ensuring ease of use for customers. So in certain stores, the lift size is huge enough to carry a trolley, so that the customers, what they have shopped from the ground level, can reach, take the trolley to the first level or the second level, ensuring that the products what they have picked is along with them. So keeping in mind the customer convenience, nowadays the lifts are also designed in such a way that the trolley can be accommodated and they can carry the product what they have shopped with them. Collaboration with suppliers for branding opportunities on trolleys and basket can generate additional income and brand visibility for both parties. So depending upon the store agreement with the store marketing or the head office, there can be a branding opportunity available for the vendors. They can also do branding with their product name, which gives brand visibility to the brand, but it also generates revenue options for the current store. So certain branding leads to income for that particular store, which can have a positive impact as well as on the P&L of that particular stores. Faster checkout process. So again, if you see the SOPs with regards to the faster checkout, long queues at the cash till are common challenge during peak hours, impacting customer satisfaction and retention rates. So a consumer, we have seen a study where a consumer will spend 2 hours roaming in the store. But when it comes to a checkout, they want the checkout to finish within 5 minutes or 10 minutes. That's the psychology of the customer. And if the customer sees a long queue, then definitely they are going to drop the product. Their satisfaction will go down and they will not come back. So they expect a faster checkout, and to ensure a faster checkout, the head cashier needs to have manning of the cashiers, and the rostering should be in such a way that the checkout is faster and giving a best experience to the consumer. Efficient checkout process includes skilled cashiers and experienced bagging personnel are essential to reduce waiting time and enhancing customer experiences. The head cashier needs to ensure that the skilled cashier is placed and there is a bagger available who fills the bag along with once the billing is done, so that the wait time is less and it gives a proper good experience to the customer. Regular monitoring of queue lengths by the head cashier or store manager allows for timely activation of additional cash tills during peak periods. So normally what happens during the peak period, 6 o'clock, after 6 p.m. the peak period starts, and if the head cashier and the store manager sees that there are huge queues, what they need to do is they need to place one more cashier on the cash till. Opening one more cash till ensures that the queue is reduced and it enhances the adequate checkouts. At the movement is faster and the customers are not leaving the product. They are doing the billing and they are leaving the store. Express checkout counters for customers with fewer items and impulse bins near cash till areas help manage waiting time perceptions, encourage additional purchases. So normally certain stores have express counters for products which are having less items, probably less than 10 or up to 10 items. They have a express checkout counters that is specifically dedicated to the customers who are picking one or two or maybe four or five products. So it creates a perception where they know that, okay, if I go to express counter, my checkout will be faster and I can finish my shopping and go back home quickly. So faster checkouts, the express counters are the boon for the customers nowadays. Prioritizing customer engagement and efficient billing procedures contribute to overall customer satisfaction and loyalty. So normally when a customer reaches the checkout, the staff also greets the customer. They quickly start scanning the product. They ask the customer if they want to make a payment via card or cash, or they want to make use of UPI payment. And once the product is scanned, the amount is shared with the customer. The customer either pays by card or they pay by cash. If they pay by cash, the cashier refunds, gives the change back to the customer. And the cashier says thank you. The bagger in the meantime packs the bags and keep it ready for the consumer for the checkout. And once the bill is handed over, the cashier says thank you. The customer moves towards the exit. So all this transaction needs to be done within a span of few minutes to ensure that the customer is happy, overall happy with the process, and there is a customer satisfaction and the customer remains loyal to that particular store. Enhancing shopping experience. Customer entry protocol ensures a warm welcome and seamless transition into store, setting the tone for positive shopping experience. So when a customer comes, the guard is wishing at the baggage counter, or the staff is wishing when they enter, the guard at the entrance is wishing with a smile and greeting them. So all these protocols ensure enhancing shopping experience. Similarly, well-maintained trolley and basket strategically placed throughout the store facilitate convenience and ease of shopping for customers. So the guard has greeted them. The well-maintained trolleys are available. Neat and clean trolleys are available. That is another plus point for the convenience of the customers. streamline checkout processes, proactive queue management techniques, minimize waiting time, enhance shopping satisfaction level. So the flow manager and this flow manager plus the head cashiers are available. They regularly maintain the queues. There are queue managers available. They ensure that the checkout is faster, thereby there is no loss of sale. So all these things add to the superior shopping experience. By prioritizing the customer needs and preferences at every touch point, retailers can foster loyalty and encourage repeat visits, ultimately driving long-term success and growth. So with the facilities available, so when a customer enters the store, there's a guard available at the parking lot. That guards help in the parking of the vehicle. Then there is guard at the baggage counter. There's a guard at the entrance. There are faster checkouts. So all this leads to a good shopping experience and the customer will come back. So they know that if they go to a specific hypermarket or a departmental store, they will get a good service over there, which will enhance repeat business. So these are all the pointers with regards to the shopping experience. Continuation evaluation and improvement of customer entry, trolley management and checkout process are crucial for maintaining high standards of service excellence and meeting evolving customer expectations. So a regular check needs to be done with regards to the touch points where the customer is coming to the store, and that needs to be regularly monitored. In case of any change in the strategy which needs to be done, then definitely they need to do that so that the customers have a good shopping experience and they come back again and again. Free gift counter management. So a free gift distribution is managed through a designated counter to ensure efficient handling and customer satisfaction. Certain times the product, the vendor is giving a free gift along with the main product. And normally after the billing, the customer has to take the bill, go to the free gift counter, show the invoice and collect the free gift. Here, the staff needs to be aware what free gift is available with particular product. There is a register which is used. So they enter the customer details, they check the product, they give the free gift, they mark on the invoice and they take customer signature in the register. So the entire process needs to be done, handled in a very effective manner. So upon completion of billing, customer will approach for the free gift counter where staff members verify the bills, issues the corresponding free gift. Each free gift transaction is recorded in free gift register, documenting details such as bill, number, parent SKU, free item, name, quantity, and the staff signature. The sign, sometimes some certain stores take signature of the customer that the free gift is issued. There is a rubber stamp available which is stamped on the bill stating free gift issued so that the customer doesn't come back second time. So these are the SOPs which needs to be followed with regards to the free gift counter.